Greetings, beautiful beings, and welcome to the Breathing Bar. I'm Ahuvia, and I will be your bartender tonight and every night. I pray everyone is having a wonderful moment, wherever you may be at this moment. And today, before we get into our flow, I'm going to tell you what I'm sipping on. It's called a Stay Well Tea. It's a wonderful blend made by Frontier that I bought a couple years ago. And you only need a tablespoon, and it gets you about 6 cups of tea. And I'm just sipping on it to continue to build and strengthen my immune system in this season with so much live energy happening around us. So many wonderful living organisms that have decided to grace us on a whole nother level. So that's what I'm sipping on, some nice warm tea this evening. And today we're continuing to go on our Trust Yourself journey, and we're into week 6. And the whole focus of Trust Yourself is to begin to really trust what you're hearing that's coming from your innate consciousness. That consciousness that we weren't truly taught to understand, to nurture, or to grow. So many times we have so many voices, we're not sure which voice is which. But the more you begin to trust yourself and to go with your instinct, the more you begin to hear and recognize that frequency or rhythm when it's something that's for your absolute higher good. So today we're going to go into being in that space of confusion. And when you're in a space where you just really don't know, you're confused and you really can't grasp what the answer is, in that moment, just be transparent and be honest. So that just means the most grounding thing you can do is breathe. And then just whatever comes to your mind, let that be your honest, transparent answer for that moment. It may not be the answer you're looking for, but it's the answer you need at that moment to get you grounded. So whatever's happening, if you can't figure it out, even trying to figure it out, no matter what you do, it's just not working. Whatever you do, it just doesn't seem to be manifesting or shifting the things you want to shift. Just release that and just be in your thought at that moment. Because it takes you out of the frenzy of the continual disappointment and the continual habit that you've created around moving out or seeking to shift something. And now you're just being in the transparency and honesty of who you are and what you're thinking or feeling at that time. And this is important because it's going to be so much as we continue on that we don't understand or that we can't figure out an answer to. There are things that I still can't figure out. Why is this still happening? Or why can't I shift this? Or why? But sometimes we have to stop the whys and just be in the answer that we're in right now. Because that's the only thing that's real right now, is what is coming up for you. It may have nothing to do with what you're trying to shift, but that's what you need to hear at that moment. And one of the practices that I do is I give myself a moment. And when I'm really going through something, I give myself a few moments. And I just allow myself to be in those moments. Allow whatever comes up to come up. I let it come out. And then I listen to what it is that's coming up and out. And sometimes I find that whatever it was I was trying to shift, I didn't need to go through all of what I went through, the thinking, the stepping out of myself into my consciousness and my intellect, when all I had to do was just relax into my transparency and honesty and just be in the moment, relax into it. And so that's where we are as we continue to adjust and shift to everything going on within us and around us, because overwhelmedness is a lifestyle that many of us have. Emotionally overwhelmed with so much happening, energetically overwhelmed with all the energies just coming at us. So we have to allow ourselves to take time just to be in the moment and be in our transparency. Because no matter what, stuff is coming up and out. And the key is to work to maintain balance at all times. A type of groundedness that you get when you allow yourself just to be in yourself. Because when you're in yourself, you no longer are spewing your energy all around. Now, granted, it may be wreaking havoc internally. You may have no control over your energetic system or how your energy is flowing within you. But the difference is you are connected with yourself. And there's a dialogue that's beginning to happen when you allow yourself just to be transparent and honest. So that's all I want to say tonight. It's important because times come when you just don't have the answers, where you just can't figure it out, and where no matter what you try, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And what do? Just stay in that moment and be in your honesty and transparency with whatever's coming up. Not consumed with whatever it is you can't figure out. That's the difference. When you're in your transparency and honesty, it's not being consumed by what you couldn't do, but it's releasing that and allowing your subconscious to communicate what is feeling right now. So you all have a wonderful day wherever you are in this world. And I just wanted to take a moment tonight and just hit on this topic. The interactive journal is available on the website, according to Huvia. And the podcast, of course, will be available while you're listening to it. So you all have a blessed day, and we'll talk soon. Give thanks, beautiful beings.